save big money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey all, I'm Eric Christensen, your host of the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. Thanks for listening today. Today I'm going to cover clonidine, but first, you know, many of you asked how to reach out to you and that type of thing. So LinkedIn is probably a great way to do that. I'm on LinkedIn fairly regularly. If you want to shoot me a message there, that's certainly okay, or connect, that's just fine as well. Check out reallifepharmacology.com. There's a contact button. Certainly you can email me with, you know, questions, comments, things of that nature as well for future episodes, or if you're looking for additional resources, materials, I'm certainly available, or try to answer as many emails as I can. So with that, let's shift into the drug of the day, clonidine. Now this is a drug that's classified, I would guess, traditionally as an antihypertensive. At least that's where I've probably seen it used most often. But it is a little bit of a jack of all trades, where I've seen it used for a variety of different reasons, which I'll get into. So brand name of clonidine. Catapress is what you're going to hear in practice used. If you hear a brand name used, I would say most clinicians, providers, pharmacists I've worked with simply just use the generic older name clonidine, because it is an older drug. It's been around for a really long time. Now, from a mechanism of action standpoint, this drug works a little bit differently than some of the other traditional blood pressure medication. This one actually acts in the central nervous system, and it's considered an alpha 2 agonist. So it stimulates alpha 2 receptors in the central nervous system, or CNS. And what that does is that reduces sympathetic outflow. Now, if you remember sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, that sympathetic side of things is that fight or flight response. So if we reduce that, we're going to reduce blood pressure, reduce heart rate, and things of that nature. So if we remember that we reduce sympathetic nervous system, we're going to cause a reduction in blood pressure, and there the classification of the drug clonidine fits. So the blood pressure lowering effect, that can obviously be used to our advantage. One of its uses is used in hypertension, which I mentioned. Uniquely, this drug, I have seen it used for ADHD, so attention deficit hyperactive disorder. So another kind of unique use there. The mechanism of how that works and exactly why that works, I don't think is very well understood. Another indication that I've seen it used for off-label, opioid withdrawal, helping manage some of those symptoms. Also menopause-type symptoms, hot flashes. There maybe is some modest, mild evidence in favor of that as well. Sticking on hypertension, clonidine is typically dosed as an oral tablet, dosed twice a day. In rare situations, I maybe have seen it dosed three times a day, but typically just twice a day. Uniquely, there is an alternative dosage form with clonidine, which definitely differentiates itself from other blood pressure-lowering medications. So there is a transdermal form of clonidine that is applied once a week. So kind of a unique niche there, I guess, because there really aren't any transdermal blood pressure lowering medications other than clonidine. Now, if you've been in practice for a little while, or maybe you're starting to see medications used, you're getting some experience, you'll probably notice that clonidine isn't used a lot in blood pressure as an antihypertensive. And the reason being is because it does have a significant amount of adverse drug reactions. And I think you could imagine that a drug acting in the central nervous system probably isn't that great of thing, or it leads to the potential of central nervous system side effects. And indeed, clonidine does that. So fatigue is definitely very common, dizziness. There are rare situations where there can be mood-altering effects, maybe acute delirium-type situation, and those effects are going to be more prominent in our elderly patients. And clonidine has actually historically been on the BEERS list as well. That's potentially inappropriate drugs in the elderly. So those central nervous system-type side effects really kind of limit its use, particularly in our elderly patients, because they can be problematic. One really common side effect that I've seen in practice is dry mouth. And actually, there is maybe an off-label utilization of clonidine that it can help manage excessive salivation from antipsychotics, and clozapine specifically is mentioned in the literature there. So, again, very common side effect, dry mouth can happen with clonidine. Now, with that blood pressure lowering effect and that reduced sympathetic activity, you got to think about pulse as well. So, if we block sympathetic activity, it's going to lower blood pressure and it's going to lower pulse. So that can be problematic, and I'll touch on that a little bit when we're paying attention to drug interactions as well. There is the possibility of rebound hypertension if this drug is abruptly discontinued. So think about, you know, your patients that maybe they're off and on as far as their adherence goes, or if they are on a higher dose and, you know, maybe they can't get access to the drug for some reason, or they forgot it, or they're on a trip or something like that. If you're working with that patient, you got to recognize that stopping that clonidine abruptly can cause a significant re-increase or rebound in hypertension. If you're looking for board exam material, Naplex, pharmacotherapy, geriatrics, ambulatory care, if you're looking for a good book to read on clinical pharmacology that's full of case studies, I've got a couple of those available. Remember, you can get your free Audible book, your first one for free on audible.com. I've got links for all these resources at meded101.com/store. So if you want to go support the podcast, go check out meded101.com/store. Now, with drug interactions, I typically remember drugs that are going to do similar things and potentially have cumulative effects to the effects that clonidine can cause. So first one I kind of think about is blood pressure and pulse. So first off, with pulses, I think about those drugs that are going to also cause bradycardia and lower pulse. So we've got beta blockers, for example, a good example of a drug that can lower pulse. If we add clonidine on top of a beta blocker, or vice versa, beta blocker on top of clonidine, we do have to pay attention to make sure we don't knock down that pulse too far. Another example, non-dihydropyridine, calcium channel blockers. So your diltiazems, your verapamils, they act on the heart. They reduce that heart rate and can kind of have this cumulative effect with clonidine. One more example, digoxin. It's got the potential to suppress that heart rate. You know, all these drugs are commonly used in atrial fibrillation to purposefully control that heart rate. But those three definitely can contribute to bradycardia, and adding clonidine on top of that may worsen that. So we got to keep an eye out for that. CNS depressants. I think of opioids. I think of benzodiazepines. I think of drugs that can cause sedation, like older anticholinergics or Z drugs like Ambien and things of that nature. So any type of CNS depressant, you got to remember that clonidine has this type of effect as well, and it can potentially cause that patient to have excessive amounts of sedation, confusion, and things of that nature. So important to remember that as well. And then obviously blood pressure, you know, if we've got multiple antihypertensives, or if we know that a patient has had trouble with orthostasis, hypotension, you've got to recognize that clonidine is going to add on to that effect. So think about blood pressure meds, and you know, maybe not so commonly thought of. Other agents such as levodopa, for example, that can lower blood pressure. Maybe in our male patients, our PDE5 inhibitors, so Viagra's, sildenafil, generic name there, that those agents can lower blood pressure as well. So we got to think about some of these agents and the effect we're going to have. If we're using clonidine to lower blood pressure purposefully, obviously we're going to be monitoring blood pressure. However, if we're using clonidine for opioid withdrawal, or for, you know, ADHD or something like that, you know, we've got to recognize that it is going to have that blood pressure lowering effect as well. And then dry mouth, you know, a cumulative effect there. Some of those older anticholinergics, your Benadryls, your tricyclic antidepressants, which I've got another podcast on. So amitriptyline, nortriptyline. You've got to remember that these agents can have that cumulative dry mouth effect. So I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Snag your free 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. Great resource for students and healthcare professionals preparing for board exams. Also support our sponsor, MedEd101.com/store. Greatly appreciated there. And yeah, go snag that. If you've never listened to an audiobook, definitely go snag your first book for free. On audible.com. It's a kind of a no-brainer. Pharmacotherapy and the thrill of the case. Again, find those links right at meded101.com/store. Enjoy that book for free. 6-7 hours of content. My preference would be the thrill of the case. I think that's a little bit more well done, but pharmacotherapy has been the kind of mainstay, and people have found that book very entertaining and educational as well, of course. Thanks for listening. If you'd love to leave us a rating, review on iTunes, greatly appreciated. Thanks in advance for doing that. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.